On the south side of Austin, there's a massive sculpture. It's made from junk. Here's what I mean by massive. It's 60 tons. Here's what I mean by junk. There are vending machines, rotary phones, bicycles, horseshoes.
There is a baby's head attached to a duck's body in a refrigerator.
I'm only just getting started. The items are grouped by color or texture. The green section features Gumbies and street signs. I find dozens of rubber ducks in the yellow corner.
I mean, you can see I got my selection of license plates. There's that Utah license plate in the orange area. That's one of my newer ones. One of my scores, though, is that District of Columbia license plate up there. That's, like, probably really hard to get, so I'm really proud of that.
This is Vince Hanneman's sculpture. He's 56, he has Junk King tattooed across his knuckles, and he swears every time his phone rings.
God damn, was somebody at the fucking door or what?
But he warms up when he talks about this thing he's been creating since 1989. It's in his backyard, anyone can tour it by appointment, and Vince asks for a $5 donation. He calls it the Cathedral of Junk. The sculpture is about 30 feet tall and 3 stories high. There are stairs and slides that lead to surprising places. At the top, there's a dome. Vince says when the sun or moonlight shines through, magic happens. Like this one time when a little girl came to visit.
The CDs were flashing around, you know, kind of like a disco ball in that front room. She might have been about 5 years old, and her eyes get all big, and she goes, fairies!
Vince started creating art in his backyard when he was 16 years old. First from metal hubcaps, then from whatever else he could get for free. He became addicted to finding trash and piecing it together. Eventually, his sculptures kept growing, but then he got divorced.
I was just so beat down and pissed off, and I started tearing the cathedral down myself, you know, and that's a good way to get your yah-yahs out, you know, go tear something down. It's all right.
After 6 months, he started to feel better. He built new sections from the undone pieces. Then came the city. In 2010, a neighbor complained. They said people could peer into their yard from the cathedral's highest point. So Vince started to tear more junk from the structure. He was ready to throw in the towel, but the community couldn't see the cathedral go. They rallied behind him to get a building permit. And then a few hundred locals came to help him restore it.
That is part of the interesting thing about it. It really is kind of a cathedral in that there is a bit of a group effort here. The way it's gotten structured is a response to the way people have wanted to use it. It's beyond my control.
Now it's the cathedral's 30th anniversary. It's gained an international reputation. 10,000 people from all over the world visit each year.
There's not a single day that I don't get people showing up unannounced. So Christmas Day, New Year's Day, every day. Some days there'll be like really bad weather, it'll be kind of nasty out, and I think, oh, maybe today will be the day. Nope. There'll always be at least one. In the yellow area over here, these wooden shoes, these people from Denmark, whatever, Holland, or whatever the heck wooden shoes come, Holland, come from, you know, brand new, actual wooden shoes. That's crazy.
All right, I want to ask you about one thing over here.
Yeah.
Most visitors leave pieces of themselves among the junk. Someone named Christopher signed a prosthetic leg with Sharpie. Rachel autographed the forehead of a religious figurine.
This way. Can you describe this for people who can't see it?
I don't know what to tell you about that. I mean...
Did somebody bring that to you?
I made those. I made those. I don't know. Things sometimes just naturally go together. I mean, don't those baby doll heads look just perfect, like natural on there? Just the right... proportions. Like it came with it. Yeah, that's fun.
Sometimes Vince makes things for the cathedral. Other times, strangers mail him their old stuff.
I got a $20 bill and a chainsaw blade once from Anchorage, Alaska. No note. You know what I call it when it comes in the mail? Junk mail. Obviously, those are all clocks over there. You can't have too many clocks in a time machine. This thing here... Golly, stop it already, bitches. This is this gas regulator. I feel the vibe in these different things, like the ghost and the machine kind of thing. You know, these things have had a previous life, you know, and you can kind of feel it, you know. So they've died to their previous purpose, and they've come back again. you know, so they're reborn, you know, in a way. And now they, you know, and now together they form, they've a higher purpose, you know, kind of like a church. You know, it's not the sum of the parts. It's greater than the sum of its parts.
Vince says the cathedral is 99% done. It won't be complete until he's dead or until people stop showing up at his gate. Until then, he'll be at the Salvation Army. He goes every Thursday to look for more scraps.
Thursdays is senior day up here at Salvation Army. Squeeze that senior discount. Hell yeah, 25%. I go up there and I look for crutches every Thursday. I still don't have enough crutches, and they're not just going to come along.
For the Transom Traveling Workshop in Austin, I'm Samantha Spoto.